moisturizers versus hydration. Is there a difference? And if so, what is that difference? And should you, the premier user, be taking advantage of the benefits of both? The answer is yes. The reasons why. This is Colleen Moon, the creator of the Premier Collection skincare products, and I'm about to tell you why. Why is the water the true hydrator and so unique in its capabilities and benefits? So let's start there. The word hydration is used so much in the beauty industry today. You see it in magazines, you hear it on talk shows, pretty much wherever skincare is being discussed. Well, true hydration, ladies and gentlemen, true hydration is the breaking down of the large water molecule into many, many, many little bubbles. It's blasting it apart and cutting it into small pieces that the skin cell can absorb. So one, hydration is water. Purifies, yes. Minerals that are good to the skin, added back in. But the most important thing, the most important difference between regular water, purified water, reverse osmosis water, and the water that we call ordered or engineered water that truly hydrates the cell, that targets the cell, is that the large molecule of the water is broken apart into many small molecules recognized by the cell, absorbed by the outer rim of the cell, into the area of your cell where your toxins are held. It's also the area where your message center is, and that simply means cells talk to each other. So if water has entered that outer rim and decongested that area, the message the old cell sends to the new cell is one of health. In other words, come to the surface as you die, healthier. So again, true hydration is water broken apart into many molecules as opposed to the one large molecule that makes up regular water. Yes, it's been purified. We add back in great minerals, good minerals for the skin. But the most important thing that makes your cell able to take it in is that it is broken or ordered into many small molecules. It truly hydrates or soaks your cell. Now, moisturizers. Moisturizers are formulations. There's multiple ingredients in a moisturizer. What area does it target? It targets the area between the layers of your skin. And in between those layers are these little fibroblast tissues. Think of them as rubber bands, holding the layers of skin together. Kind of like when you make a cake, and instead of just having two layers with a filling in the middle, you cut each layer in half, and now you have four layers, and you can put filling into each of those sections. And when you do, what happens? The cake is taller. When you do that with a moisturizer containing many ingredients, hyaluronic acid, red sea algae, panthenol, polymucosaccharides, we put a lot of ingredients, as you see on the ingredient list on the back of your bottles or jars, a lot of ingredients go in to make up this fluid that lays in between the layers of your skin, wrapping those little fibroblast tissues, protecting them from becoming brittle, absorbing moisture from the air, holding it in your skin. So, moisturizers address the need that the fibroblast tissues have to remain moist so that they can produce collagen, hyaluronic acid. They thicken the skin, make it more plump. They absorb moisture. They bring it to your skin, and moisturizers help to retain moisture. Hydration targets the cell, not the layers of skin, the individual cell. Hydrators are engineered water. They are not formulas because they don't have a lot of ingredients in them. They have one. The purest form of any ingredient that can act as a detoxifier is water. The problem always was, can't get the water in the skin. And if you can't get the water in the cell, then it evaporates off, and with that evaporation, water from your tap, regardless of how purified it is drying or dehydrating. So we have to break apart that water molecule so that the skin cell will drink it in, and as it goes in, it is absorbed into the outer layer of the cell where the toxins are held, and it kind of disperses it like a Drano. So your cell's color is better, and it sends a healthier message to new cells coming up to replace it. So as I said in the beginning of this recording, do you need both? Do you need hydration to target your cell and moisture to target the layers of skin in between the layers of skin to protect those fibroblast tissues? The answer is yes, you need both. Lastly, what's the sequence? Well, if you're a true premier user, then you mask your skin in the morning. As a cleanser, you use your mask. Instead of cleansing and then masking, our masks are cleansers. And so you leave that on 5 minutes, you jump in the shower or you go to the wash basin and you rinse off your mask with water, and it takes off all the old dead cells. So now your pores look smaller, fine lines disappear, and the appearance of the overall skin is smoother. You pat your skin dry and you mist it with the engineered water, your hydrator. And you can watch that skin cell plump up. If you don't believe what I'm saying, do it on one side of your face. Mask all of your skin, rinse it off, pat dry while the skin is still moist, mist it with Hydrating Comfort Mist, our engineered water, our true cell hydrator. Take a mirror immediately. Go to the daylight and look at the one side that you did it on versus the side you did not use the hydrator on. And I rest my case. While the skin is still moist, apply your moisturizer. If you want to stop there, if you don't use a foundation, ladies, or if gentlemen are listening to me, that's where you would definitely stop and just put a moisturizer on. Ladies, if you're going to put your moisturizer on, then you absolutely should be using a foundation. But if you don't want to, try the pre-makeup nude, which is a tinted, skin flesh tone tinted moisturizer that lays down a film of pigment to protect your skin like a shield and adds a little bit of more moisture to your skin. So again, in review, engineered water is not a formulation because there's nothing more in it than just water. So what makes it work? We take a large molecule, it's electrocuted, it breaks it apart, and as it breaks apart, it goes into many small little bubbles. They call that ordered water, and it goes into the outer rim of the cell. Your cell is surrounded by ordered water naturally. It recognizes this form of water, takes it in, decongests, sends a message to new cells to come up healthier. End of story. Absorbed instantly, it's just water. Engineered to be absorbed by the cell. Is it essential? Yes. Is it a must? Absolutely. Moisturizers. Moisturizers are formulas. Many ingredients go in to make up a moisturizer, whether it's a cream or a liquid, is your preference. And where does it go and what does it do? It goes in between the layers of your skin, wrapping those little fibroblast tissues that are responsible for producing more moisture in your skin and collagen to firm your skin. If you wrap those little rubber bands called fibroblast tissues, they don't break. So they continue to produce the vital collagen and the vital hyaluronic acid to the health of the layers of your skin. So think of a moisturizer like the filling in a cake. It makes the skin firmer and fuller. And think of your hydrator, your engineered water, as that thing which makes that cell less like a raisin and more like a plum. Thanks so much for listening to this recording. I look forward to talking to you in the future. I think the next one I'm going to do is going to be on masking. I get so many questions about our unique approach to daily masking. But for now, thank you. And I urge you to go back to the premier boutique owner that gave you this web link and purchase Hydrating Comfort Mist and a moisturizer. If you're not already using one that you see performance from, purchase a moisturizer from Premier and your Hydrating Comfort Mist, your true cell hydration. Thanks again for listening.